one of the worst things that can happen to you as a parent? Maybe not the worst, but it has an unpredictable downside. Have a really sweet kid. Yeah. Have a mature, responsible, delightful, bright, communicative, pleasant child. And have a child like that first. It can ruin the rest of your parenthood. I call the phenomenon the shell-shocked second child syndrome. Parents will come into my office, and they will describe a child that's giving them fits. Challenging, strong-willed, high-maintenance child, difficult child. I will routinely ask, as part of my incisive clinical interview, is there an older brother or sister? 50% of the time, I think, I will hear, oh, yes, yes, and that child is nothing like this child. That child is pleasant, cooperative, takes very little discipline. I would just kind of look at him or look at her, and they would stop doing what they're doing, and they would cry and crumple up in a heap and cry themselves to sleep and leave little love notes on my pillow for the next 6 weeks. I love you, Mommy. Could you forgive me for my wretched behavior? Our first child was normal, they say. I will look at them and I say, I don't think so. I don't think your first child was normal at all. I think your first child was a freebie, a gift, a mulligan from God, who said, here, you can play with this child for a while. I'll save the real kid till later. See, you get cocky and arrogant if you have a Chastity or an Angelica first. You strut around. I'm a natural. I'm a natural. I don't know why these other parents struggle. This is all so easy. I must know just what to say. I must know how to say it. I'm just an elite in the parenting world. I think I'll bring my child out in public as much as possible so everyone can see the effect of a good parent. I was not about, and I learned early on, I was not about to take my knickknacks and put them up 15 feet off the ground in electrified cages guarded by Rottweilers. This child learned early that when I said no, I meant no. And I think that's all the important thing. You just have to know that the child is aware that you mean what you say, and you will not have these problems. Then the second child comes along and eats your knickknacks before breakfast. Shell-shocked second child syndrome. The worst case scenario, and I've seen this happen, you get two in a row that anybody could raise. You get two in a row that the couch could raise. And then you get a third, the normal child, who, by comparison to his or her siblings, looks like Chucky or Cujo. He's not. He's relatively difficult. He's comparatively strong-willed. See, all too often, parents look at that second or third child who's the tougher child. They'll say things like, well, if I'd had this one first, I don't know if I could have handled another two or three after that. I tell them, you should have had that one first. You might as well jump into the deep end of the pool right away quick. Because then, if you get an easy one second, you can say, that's not too bad. Okay, well, this is good. Maybe that's because I've learned so much with the first that I'm a natural with the second. Temperament is an enormously powerful factor in how a child can be raised, and the ease or relative difficulty with which the child can be raised. If you get an easy temperamental kid first, okay, enjoy the vacation. But remember, lurking down the road is a normal child who could come into your world and then you'll be made apparent.